HBO's series Big Little Lies, which is also a best-selling book, is on its face a story about type A carpool moms in wealthy Monterey, California. But it's also about sexual assault, domestic abuse, and the secrets we don't even tell our closest friends or partners.
Allie Bones, chief executive officer at Arizona Coalition to End Sexual and Domestic Violence, says there is a myth of a stereotypical victim of domestic violence, and it's not an educated, career-focused, moneyed woman like the one portrayed in this series. The show's Lauren Gilger spoke with Bones more about this. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. So on Big Little Lies, Nicole Kidman portrays Celeste Wright. She's a wealthy, beautiful woman who is trapped in an abusive marriage.
It's a money thing. We couldn't afford a ticket.
No, it's not that. It's take my ticket.
That's
really
not the point.
What is the point?
The point is that one second they're going to some kid's birthday party that I didn't know about. The next, you decided to take them to
come
a show.
Sometimes I have to make decisions when you're.
You don't think it'd be nice
when
Josh and Max have spent a little time with their dad? It's been gone a week.
All right.
Look at me then. Come at me. Huh?
Oh, you're hurting me.
Oh, I'm hurting you.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about how much you hurt me?
It's what Bones with the Arizona Coalition to End Sexual and Domestic Violence calls a very realistic portrayal of domestic abuse with all of its complications and challenges. I talked more with Bones about the signs, symptoms, and pitfalls that go along with helping women who find themselves in a violent relationship and the myth that a woman like Celeste Wright could never be a victim of domestic violence.
We often think that it's going to be someone who is weak, who has low self-esteem, who doesn't think very highly of themselves, who doesn't have a whole lot going for them, who maybe doesn't have high education, doesn't have a high income, potentially doesn't have a lot of access to resources, and is otherwise dependent upon this person who is abusing them. And it's important to remember that that really is a myth, that anybody can be a victim of domestic violence.
So why do you think this myth persists? Why do you think we have this idea?
Well, I think that people don't want to think that they could become a victim of domestic violence. So that is the number one reason, is that everybody thinks it's someone else, that couldn't possibly happen to me. I couldn't fall in love with someone who would do that to me. I think, you know, we often hear from women, oh, if that ever happened to me, I'd be gone in a heartbeat. I would never let someone treat me that way. And I think the reality is that these things are way more complicated than that. And as we, you know, see in different situations, when there is love involved or marriage or children or any of those kinds of things, that it's not as black and white as it always seems.
Right. And so this character, Nicole Kidman's character in the show and in the book Big Little Lies, really sort of challenges that then, because she is a beautiful, wealthy, successful woman who is in this sort of picture-perfect marriage, but
right,
there is this dark side.
Right, absolutely. There's a huge secret that she's hiding from everyone in her life. And that is, again, that's very typical in terms of wanting to hide what's happening, not just because of the shame associated with it, which is addressed in the book and the show, but also because of the stigma. Obviously, there is a persona to uphold, especially in this community that they live in. And so, you know, she doesn't want people to know that there's this dark side of their relationship.
Do you think a victim of domestic violence looks or acts or approaches that getting help and getting out of the situation differently based on class structure?
I think that every victim of domestic violence, no matter their class structure, their race, their ethnicity, what their life experiences are going to approach that completely differently. And I think that's why it's so imperative upon us in the domestic violence service community to have responses and have services available that provide a variety of different responses and ways in which people might access our resources.
Right. There's one scene in the show where Nicole Kidman's character is kind of confronted with her abuse for the first time by an outsider, by somebody who's not in her marriage.
Right.
And she insists that she's not a victim at all. She says, I'm part of the problem.
Right.
Is that sort of a typical mindset that you see among women?
Yeah, it really does depend. But that is a very typical thing that women or victims of domestic violence in general will say, you know, I'm also part of the problem. I am part of the violence. I'm responding with violence and maybe even picking a fight because I know where it might lead. I can control it a little bit better if I know that it's going to happen anyway. And so that's all a part of, you know, somebody's own safety mechanisms and how they are dealing with the situation. So, yeah, I think that her denial is pretty common, and that recognition of just how dangerous of a situation that she is in is also very common.
Right, because it is more complicated. And this story really kind of paints that because, right. like you said, there's kids involved and she really loves him, her
right.
husband.
Right, absolutely. They have a very passionate relationship, very violent relationship. And I think that she is mistaking that violence for passion and is having, you know, trying to justify what is happening in their relationship. And I think that that often happens when you are trying to justify what's happening and that you can make things better and there's enough love that this can be helped, this can stop. And I think it's not until she really realizes that that is not the case, that, you know, he is going to get more and more violent, that she finally realizes that I really can't stop this.
So once you come to that point, once women can come to that point and say, you know what, I have to get out of this, what kind of pitfalls do they face in trying to actually leave?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, there's a lot of barriers to leaving. Access to resources is one, which in this show they really address that she has the ability to get out, has the resources to start a new life. But that isn't always the case. So those are some significant barriers that we have to keep in mind and realize that access to resources is just probably the number one thing that victims need in order to be able to leave an abusive relationship.
So what do you think that it does for an issue like domestic violence to have this showcased in this way and in such a countercultural way, I right. think, on this kind of show?
I think it's great. I mean, there's certainly been a lot more conversation about domestic violence, especially in the context of this upper class family, this community. We know that domestic violence happens in Scottsdale, right? It happens in Phoenix. It's happening in every city in the Valley. And so it's important to make sure that those stories are told as well.
All right. Allie Bones is the CEO of the Arizona Coalition to End Sexual and Domestic Violence. Allie, thanks for coming in today.
Absolutely. Thank you.